This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-5, the end. It's the wake-up call.
I got a story about a baby animal, and it is going to piss you off, Katie.
How?
Maybe even you too, Kevin.
What?
That might make you cry.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's a happy story.
Okay.
Oh.
But a kayaker in Sweden has gone viral because of the videos that he posts with an otter named Leia.
Aww.
And every single time the kayaker goes out on the water, Leia finds him, gets excited, brings him treats, swims out to his kayak, gets on board, and curls up on his lap.
Oh my God, I'm looking at it.
Why does it happen? Why does this happen? Why is this guy so lucky? Because this kayaker found Leia when Leia was a baby whose mother either died or went missing, abandoned the baby, and he nursed the baby otter back to health.
That literally just gave me chills.
Aww.
And then when Leia, after a year and a half, was old enough, big enough, healthy enough to be released into the wild, he released her into the wild, but she never forgot her papa.
That's so
and he
cute.
Comes to visit all the time, and she gets excited to see him. And there's all kinds of videos on TikTok.
She brings him presents.
Yeah.
She brought him a little something. God damn it. I want to scream the F word so bad. Why doesn't anything happen for me? God.
Are you watching the videos?
Yes.
It's 10 times worse when you watch the videos because
she sees him coming from so far away.
She gets so excited. Now, here's the thing.
I would be so scared I'd never see her again.
Well, I was going to say that part because you'd be good at the raising the baby otter part.
Yes.
But you wouldn't get on a kayak.
Remember, I went through a kayaking phase.
I know.
And that ended shortly.
It did end shortly.
It did. But that's not because I won't get on a kayak.
And I'm
I would be bad at the releasing her back to the wild.
Yeah. Part. Yeah.
Oh, God. He pets her under her chin. She loves it.
Oh, she and I'm, went into you know, his kayak.
I have this pulled up. And then, you know how TikTok, when you watch it on the computer, has all these suggested videos on the right? There are so many people who have otters in their lives.
Oh.
Grown otters, baby otters, healthy otters, sick otters, and you get to hold them like a big dog because they're bigger than cats. They're bigger than you think. And you get to kiss them.
Oh, my God.
You get to kiss them.
I found them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they look so... Oh, God, somebody's feeding it with a bottle, and its tail is wagging.
Why don't we have an otter?
Guys, okay,
I found their TikTok.
Okay, just stop. We live in a river city.
It's true.
Okay. This is closer than we think. We just have to... Kevin, you're a river person.
Yeah, but our river otters are aggressive.
Well, I think otters usually are aggressive.
Yeah. That's why you get them as a baby.
We have to find a baby.
Oh, my God.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we have to start combing the rivers of Sacramento.
Yes.
And we need to bring treats. Oh, God, they love to cuddle.
I know. They're big cuddlers. I'm watching all kinds of videos.
Okay, we bring treats. We got to find out, okay, what exactly is... Gavin.
I know. I'm showing Katie another one where it's a full grown otter and it's a dry otter, which is even better than a wet
one. They are better. Yeah.
They look fluffy AF.
It does feel like you need to give it some sort of body of water, but I can.
Sure.
And they love raw salmon.
Okay, so let's get a baby otter.
Yeah.
We got raw salmon. Raw salmon.
I have it at the ready all the time.
Is that lox?
It's in the fridge every week.
So that counts, right?
No, it's fillets.
Okay. And then what else do we need? A bottle?
Well, that's just if we have a baby that we have to nurse back to health. Ideally, yes.
Would almond milk be okay? Because all I have is almond milk.
We'll give them kitten formula.
Oh.
And I have some.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is...
Google, are pet otters illegal?
Yeah. I am hearing a great plan.
Okay, yeah.
We have a new general manager.
Right.
And I think he'd be okay with this. He's a sensitive soul.
What, Kevin?
Guys, it's not legal in California.
Oh, God.
To have a pet
what
otter.
Is anymore?
They're considered an exotic pet. Okay. Only in California, though.
Okay, it's not going to be our pet. It's going to be our friend.
Yes. I'm so mad.
So, is it illegal to have a friend that's an otter?
I think an otter is a gay term, by the way.
It is?
I think so. There's bears. I think there's otters.
Why are they naming gay people animals?
I don't know. Ask the community. It's not my business.
All right. So this is a great plan. And we're going to get ourselves an otter.
Yes.
Gay or not.
Yes.